Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Coming to you from Los Angeles, California. The Dr. Cupertino Show. The hour for power and the hour of power. Because without him, we can do nothing at all. We're going to start this show off with a moment of prayer. How can we proceed without petitioning the God of the universe for supernatural information to make our lives a better, a more successful, and a more prosperous way of living? Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, God. We ran all week, and now we're running to you. Because you are the giver of life and the progenitor of our very soul. We love you, God. We found out long ago that we can't do nothing without you. We tried and we failed, made a fool of ourselves and a mess of our lives, looking the other way and not looking toward you and your will and your way and your word, most of all, the teachings of your Son, Christ Jesus. We messed up. Now here we are, standing looking your way, saying, God, in the name of Jesus, help us, please. Help me, please. Help us all to be more of your sonship and daughtership today than we were yesterday. Here we are coming back like the prodigal son. Might say in our heart we never left, but not found doing your will, we left, we're gone. But now here we are. Here we are looking toward heaven for a word from heaven. We love you, God. Never stopped. Have mercy on us. Don't know where my son is. May not know where my daughter is. Hallelujah. May not know what my best friend is saying and not saying. But today, right now, hallelujah, God. We say, thank you, Father, for another chance, another day. To get it right. Right your way. Not right our way. But another chance. Jeremiah 10:23 says, does not belong to man who is walking upright to direct his step. Come on, Father God. Come on down. Send your spirit down. Send your anointing down. Send your Holy Ghost power down. Send every kind of power down. So that we might serve you all the more. And have you, Father, not us, get the glory. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Love you. Have mercy in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, we got a twist on our message today. It's one that's going to help you and your friends, your neighbor, even your enemy. Send him the word. And your worst enemy just might become your best friend. You know, it's funny how it works that way. Why the Bible tells us to just forgive. Throw them seeds of forgiveness out. You see a miracle. But the message today, why I was not born white, is really a message to my African American friends, seen and unseen, known and unknown. You know, there's some black folk, call them that. There's some black folk going around putting themselves down. Men and women both. Black folk. They are tired. Talk to them all day, all week, all month. And they're just disgusted with self. They have no confidence in self. They don't believe in self. They don't even know why they're walking around on 2 feet. Now, I'm saying something, and I hope you're listening. They are in trouble. They're saying, Doctor, I'm tired of all this fakery. You know, there's a statement going around years ago. I hope it's not going around today, where people were saying, I'm going to fake it till I make it. Well, if you got to fake it, it ain't real. And nothing that's not real is going to last. Cut that mess out. I hope I never hear it again. Because if you've got to fake it, you're not real. And the world will know it. Your body vibrations will tell the world, this is nothing standing before me. Don't, please don't say that again, ever again. But most of us that are African American, we're going around fronting. We're just fronting our lives away. We're just hiding behind one thing after another to cover our pain. Yes, yes, I know we're in pain. Many are saying, you know, in order for me to try to get myself together, I got to put on some contact lens. I got to put on a wig or some weave hair sewn in. Got to put on slightly my face full of makeup. Got to put brown and blue and black all over my face. Because I'm tired of me. I don't really like me. They got to cover up a body that might have been damaged by maybe some war wounds, domestic violence. Got to cover that up. Don't like the color of my nipples on my breast. Don't know why they're black. And everything I see on TV, the women got pink nipples. They are saying everywhere I go, I'm feeling that I'm inferior, have no confidence. I don't care if they're sitting on the 40th floor. I don't care if they're managing money on Wall Street. There's still a Akashic record out there, A-K-A-S-H-I-C record, that has me programmed internally that I'm not good enough. I'm feeling inferior day in and day out. Go in the restaurants, got my American Express card, but I just don't feel quite right. Go in the best of grocery stores, see all white folk walking through there. I just don't feel quite right. Going on the car lot, know I can afford that Benz, but somehow I just don't feel right. I know I can get it. I can afford it. My credit's good. Hey, I've been thinking good. But I'm just not feeling right. Going in the nail shop, sitting up there, big feet. I just don't feel right. Yes, I can go anywhere I want to go, but I just don't feel right. Driving down the street, people looking crazy out of one eye. But I just don't feel right. I just don't know what to do. I don't feel like I belong. No, you do not. I don't feel like I'm in the right place always at the right time. No, you are not. Oh, my God. Well, what has happened? Has God favored one race over another? Has he made some kind of mistake? What's going on up there? What was going on up there? What in the world was in the mind of God when he created man? I don't know what Adam looked like. I don't want to know. I don't know what Eve looked like. Eons of time after Adam walked upright. I don't want to know. What I want to know, hallelujah, praise God, is what about me right now, 2015? I feel horrible. I feel at the bottom of the pool. All my money is going for the cover up and the put down. I feel terrible. I don't know what to do. Do anybody feel like me? This is what some are saying. Do anyone feel like me? What can I do? What in the world happened? Well, God got some answers. You know he have some answers, but you got to know where to look. You might say, well, I'm running in and out of church. I'm trying to find some kind of answer. What happened? I'm sitting up in there, black man, white man, China man, Mexican man, Latino man, Hispanic man, yeah, 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 yeah. What happened? What happened to me? I'm not feeling it. Yes, I know God is good. He's a everything God. Right on time God. Line to him is never busy. But what's going on? All these race problems. Everybody talking against the white man. Why can't it be the blue man or the green man? all eyes on the white man. Every year, white man got to feel sorry and sad. Here comes some civil rights issues. Haven't we got above that? Why won't we get above that? Because we got to keep scratching and scratching and scratching and scratching on the door of destruction. You get no peace doing that. Don't even try to hide and pray for that. It's not going to work. But God, what happened? I'm walking down the street. I'm seeing all these people, not to mention the media. Beauty is defined as white and beautiful, tiny, little feet, talking like a children, like a child. Blue, green eyes, sky blue eyes, soft skin, according to Oil of Olay. But then what happens? It seems like black is bad and white is good. Black is ugly, white is beautiful. Any light skin, almost cloud color. What happened? Why in the world? What was he thinking? Why in the world is there a rainbow coalition of color? Black is perceived as bad, ugly, funky, not good, criminal. What's going on? I done ran everywhere looking for answers, but I can't tell nobody. This I really feel, because you know what? I got to make like the car that I'm driving, the house I'm living in, got me on top. But when I lay down at night, I'm blaming and I'm hating God. Hating God. Still fighting for rights. Still talking about some rights. Still talking about jobs and justice. Still. What's going on? When is it in? How far does it go back? Well, we don't know what color Adam and Eve were created. Who knows? Who knows the mind of God? We know one thing. According to Scripture, if you believe, they lived and they had their being in God. They looked to God. They trusted God until one day they made a mistake. Bible says that the serpent came around and convinced Eve that God is a lie. You can eat of that fruit of that tree, and you're going to end up looking like God, whatever that is, and wise as God, knowledgeable as God, good as God. Of course, it was a lie. And the downfall became our fall. They were put out the garden. Who knows what color they were? They started to have children outside of that. Here we are with all of the infirmities. But in that mix, there were 12 tribes. God had made a promise to one called Abraham that if you obey me and walk after me and walk in my ways, your seed is going to be greater than the sands bordering the seas. And I give you my word, your seed is going to sit on my throne on earth. I give you my word. Out of that promise came 12 tribes, Dan and Benjamin, Naphtali, Judah. I could go on and on. Open your Bible up and read it. Just start with Genesis. I know some are saying, I don't know where to start. Start at the beginning. How in the world can you move past hell if you don't know the beginning? 12 tribes. Each tribe had a characteristic. Each tribe had a characteristic. Some are saying each person, each one of the 12, represented a zodiac sign. A Taurus was this. A Leo was whatever. Do your homework. But whatever God had in mind, each tribe had a distinctive nature about them. Now, they were all from one father. All the original 12 sons that became the heads of these 12 tribes, they all had a distinctive nature. God did not have in mind a separation of races. He had in mind separate entities and distinction of each one of those 12 that would soon represent every living man and woman on the face of the earth today. We are all a product of one of those 12 tribes of Israel. I don't care if the hair is nappy, the skin is black, and the eyes is bloodshot red. That's just the way that it is. Unfortunately, as history would show, one tribe, perhaps two tribes, got the mastery over others because of some inner ingenuity, not saying the others did not have that. And as races from the original 12, they spread out into territories. I'm trying to clear the name of God. He needs no help from me. But I know some people today are saying, I'm telling you what is real. I know some relatives that are hating God. Why was I born black? Why wasn't I born white? White man got it all. White man looked good. White man walking with all the money. White man holding everything in the bank off Wall Street. Black man can't seem to get ahead. Black man hollering, I'm black and I'm proud, but he's still feeling bad on the inside. I can't get no justice. Can't seem to get a job. Fooling around on welfare, food stamp. White man got it all. White man this, white man that. Well, why aren't we talking about the red man? No, you don't know that story. You don't know it all. Why we're not talking about the yellow China man? No, you don't know that story. But I'm telling you, if you go all the way back, when Noah and his family stepped up out of the ark, everything and everybody that had been breathing besides those in that ark were wiped out. It wasn't but Noah and his sons and their wives. They started it all. Then Noah begat this one begat that one. It came up to Abraham, 12 tribes. Each one of them were on equal footing. Each race, a particular race, came out of that 12. So how in the world can we blame God if we say, we were not born white? You got to go back. You got to look at the 12 tribes minus one. Now, the white man. Let's talk about the white man. Where did that particular tribe that developed and enveloped into the white man start? Do some homework. If you tune in next week, I'm going to give you some answers to that. I want you to think about this because people are walking around with self-hatred. No, you're not going to get ahead. No, you're not. But when you recognize where you came from, now you can chart where you're going. Nobody said the black man cannot stand up on an equal footing. Just stand. Nobody told the black man because he preferred first to wear straight hair, maybe straightening comb or wig. That does not negate the greatness of every one of them, everything that God created. The Bible says the angels of heaven clapped and said it is good. So this now looks like to me, this is a self-esteem problem based on the fact of some misunderstandings or some things that should have been taught, but they weren't. Now you know. Everything God created is good. So the black man, China man, hog man, all of these people have got to stand up and say, well, well, well. Now, I might have been fooled. I might have been put down to think I'm not about nothing. But now I'm going to rise up. If the prodigal son could rise up and go on back to the father and get himself straight, you got to rise up and go back to God where it all started and repent for even thinking you're black, ugly, and bad because you were not born white. You got to go back and repent. What have you been doing in your blackness? White man still trying to get education. Are we, you, me, are we trying to get an education to be all that we can be. You know good and well, there's just a difference in the color of the skin. White man got one head, two arms. Well, I hope he got one, last I've seen. One head, two eyes, mouth, two arms, two legs. You got the same thing, black man. If you feel bad and rotten like you haven't had a chance, okay, that might be the case. But now armed with the truth, this truth should set you free of this nonsense. You don't have to be born white to live in a house on a hill. You know this. You really know this. People going around talking about the white man. Well, let me tell you something about the white man. The white man have bent over backwards to try to make whatever his forefathers did or have done or have so-called been perpetuated to have done to make it right. Let's get the record straight. If we are going there, let's go all the way. The white man, as we say, through, I guess, his organizations and through his organized organizations of wealth, they have put welfare on the table. Might not be right for some, but they caused that to happen. White man opened up areas of education. Look at the marches and segregation. Yes, it was some did not want that, but you done learned already that they were fools, jealous, hateful, and wicked. Yes, that's some of them. They're all dead now. There's a few alive, but the majority of them are all dead. And let me tell you one thing. My father said, none gets away, all will pay. Anybody perpetuating violence and evil on another race, that's where they're coming out of, and they shall pay. But the white man has opened up schools of learning, colleges, universities. Anybody now want anything in this world? Money and education. That opened the door. The white man has stepped back and off of that. He's allowed us in their restaurants, their hotels. Used to be a time that wasn't so. You know this. The white man today, because he knows how to read too and knows the truth of what happened, he's saying, oh no, I'm going to make it right. There are some that are saying that, but you got some evil black folk on the other hand, jealous and envious of each other. That old mentality, I've got to tell Mazda man, I'm going to tell. I got an extra biscuit. I'm going to Mazda. I'm telling Mazda so-and-so. I'm going to get him lynched. You know good and well, on both sides, every side of the fence is good and evil in every race. All starting back to the 12. Ain't none all good. Ain't none all bad. There's some bad in the best of us and some good in the worst of us. Bible says there's not one on earth that doeth good. So how can we continue to walk around mad because we weren't born white? I don't like my hair. I don't like my big fat hips. I don't like my greasy breast. I don't like my big manly hands. Get busy. Get busy. Get busy helping to hold this world together until Jesus returns. Stop all of this. Stop trying to hide black man behind the curses that some say the white man has thrown out there over just about every other race. Yeah, they did this to the Indian. Yeah. Pine Ridge, the majority of these reservations have just about drunk themselves to death. Sugar, diabetes, drunkenness, alcoholism, suicides at an all-time high. Because they, too, is saying, what happened? Why me? Well, the white man. Well, I got news for all of you all that want to talk about the white man and why you weren't born white. I wished I was white. I'm telling you, I hear people saying this. I'm just a fat, black, old, nappy-haired nigger woman. I hate the white man. Well, let me tell you something. The white man is going on about his business. He's repented. He done laid things out on the table. If you want to come and eat, fine. If you don't, go sit and starve to death. Stop this mess on the white man. Every year we've got to hear about what the white man did. Well, what did the black man do? How did we get here in the first place? Who sold who? Yeah, the white man had a right to look for something and somebody to help build America. But how did we get here? Let somebody set the record straight. It's not all about what the white man did. The black man, African, whatever, is partially responsible for slavery in the first place. And if anybody don't like America, I'm also a proponent. Get up and get out of here. Get up and get out of here. You're just causing some problems that we can't hardly solve. Get up and get out of here with all that mentality. Get up and get out of here. There's a white man offered a free one-way ticket to anybody who wants to get out of America. Go on. Get on out of here, and you'll find out they don't accept you because you're all mixed up. Bloodlines, you don't know really who you're from. You're hating the white man, you're hating God. You're hating the Chinese man, you're hating God. You are hating the Indian, you're hating God. And most of all, you're hating yourself. You feel inferior, say, I'm black and I'm proud, if you still want to say that, but you got to mean it. That slogan came through, and look at us. We must not be proud. Our son's laying in the street dead in the prison house. How they get there? How they get there? Because you've been hating the white man. You weren't concentrating on raising your sons and your daughters right. Great-great-grandmamas trying to shop at Forever 21. Get this damn thing together. Come on now. Somebody help me. Get it together. You need to get in your place. You know where your place is? As a child of God. You prayed to God. You didn't sit up in the churches. You didn't give him all your money. What have you learned? Why wasn't you born white? Because God had in mind a rainbow race, a rainbow coalition of servants. He gave each one a distinct nature and said, blossom in that. Be beautiful in that. Walk in that. Oh, my God. Every color skin is beautiful. Yes, with a color comes a mentality, but the playing field has been leveled out. The gates are wide open. Anything you want, you can have, no matter what color you are. You really can. You willing to pay the price, black man? Get on out there. It's not too late, long as you're breathing, because God said, I am. You are, I am. Don't make God look bad and a lie because of your hatred. Don't embarrass God. Well, I wish I was a white man. I white man got everything. White man ain't giving nobody nothing. Get on out there and say, for God I live and for God I die. White man got to cry at night too. His world is crumbling. If you want to look at it from that standpoint, his banks, his house, his family, his corporations, somebody needs to be praying for the white man. Hallelujah. Look at him. Sons coming back from Afghanistan, Dover, Air Force Base, in body bags. Went to fight a war, couldn't win from the beginning. Look at him. Start praying for him and watch your life turn around. But don't get in God's face and make him look like a fool. You can't do it. You wasn't born white because God had 12 tribes in mind. And out of those tribes came races of humankind. That's why I wasn't born white, because God had a plan for me out of whatever tribe I can trace back. I'm going to walk in that, live in that, eat in that. And the next time I see a white face, I'm going to bow my head and say, God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Tune in next week, and we have a book coming out on why I was not born white. It's a message to my African-American friends. We got more to come. Bless you. Thank you for tuning in to the Dr. Copertino Hour for Power. Power Show. Hour for Power, Dr. Copertino Show. See you next week, 8 a.m. Saturday. God bless you.